With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In a dispute over a Louisiana voting map, the Supreme Court's conservative majority is signaling it might prohibit using race as a factor in creating election districts. Jani Nelson of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund argued that a ruling for Louisiana in this case would bring chaos to the voting maps.
My opponents, late-breaking and recordless facial and as-applied challenges, seek a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos.
But Justice Brett Kavanaugh disagrees.
The issue, as you know, is that this court's cases in a variety of contexts have said that race-based remedies are permissible for a period of time, sometimes for a long period of time, decades in some cases, but that they should not be indefinite and should have an endpoint.
Supporters of race-based voting maps say the resulting redistricting could let states cement Republican control of Congress. Once again, the Senate has failed to pass a resolution to end the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson complained about the way Democrats have been voting on the issue.
There's something that should be remembered by everyone. Democrats say that even missed paychecks for U.S. troops won't be enough to end this shutdown.
The military has struck another suspected drug-carrying boat in the waters off of Venezuela.
President Trump said six people aboard the vessel were killed in the strike and no U.S. forces were harmed. It's the fifth deadly strike in the Caribbean as the Trump administration has asserted it's treating alleged drug traffickers as unlawful combatants. On Capitol Hill, some Republicans want more information from the White House on the legal justification and details of the strikes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. The European Union is promoting transgenderism.
Michael Harrington reports. A new report from the body urges all nations to help children who want to live as the opposite sex to do so without restriction. Incredibly, this comes as a number of European nations are pulling back from their promotion of transgenderism and outlawing sex change operations on kids. Stefano Generini of CFAM tells LifeSiteNews.com, "You would think that Europeans had learnt their lesson about the danger of scientific experimentation on humans after the calamity of Nazism." Michael Harrington reporting.
Five Christian believers are on their way to prison in Iran. Each of the converts will serve 8 years for trying to spread the gospel in the repressive Islamic State. International Christian Concern says, quote, "The persecution of Christians in Iran, particularly those who have converted to the faith, has plagued the nation for decades. Despite seemingly insurmountable odds, the gospel continues to spread." This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the latest comments from the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on rate cuts.
Powell's comments Tuesday in a speech to the National Association of Business Economics suggest that the Fed will likely cut its key interest rate twice more this year.
Based on the data we do have, it's fair to say that the outlook for employment and inflation does not appear to have changed much since our September meeting.
That's when the Fed reduced its key rate for the first time this year. Powell also says although some important government data has been delayed due to the shutdown, they routinely review a wide variety of public and private sector data that have remained available. I'm Julie Walker.
Waymo plans to expand its robo-taxi service to London next year. The company will start testing self-driving cars on London streets in the coming weeks with a human safety driver also in the cab. More on these stories at srnnews.com.